651 1320 WILS. About 250 million years ago, something called the Great Dying occurred. 90% of the species on this planet went extinct. Now, a new report looking back at what occurred and how life came back. Daniel Stephen is a paleontologist at the Utah Valley University, who wrote the paper. Daniel, great to have you on WILS.
Hi, thank you.
Now, this is somehow connected to these shark fossilized shark teeth that were found in southeastern Idaho. What's the connection there?
That's right. So years ago, one of the people on our team found these cool shark teeth fossils, and subsequently, our team went back and started to investigate a little bit further, and we discovered many, many different kinds of fossils from organisms besides sharks. Mm-hmm. And it turns out it was a really diverse community about 250 million years ago.
And these animals came about after what's known as the Great Dying, is that right?
That's correct, yeah. So after this major mass extinction event, obviously life survived, and the prior thinking was that it took a very, very long time, like over 10 million years possibly, mm-hmm. Before things really recovered. And in some cases, that's probably true, but in at least some cases, it appears that based on our fossil discoveries, not just in this place, but in some other places, that life recovered relatively fast. So for geologic time, 1.5 million years is relatively fast.
That's quick. Well, and now this is before the dinosaurs came and went. What was it that happened?
Right.
What was the Great Dying? What caused that?
Well, so this is an area of ongoing research, but the current thinking is that this end Permian mass extinction event was likely caused by a major phase of volcanic eruptions in Siberia that released, besides lots of lava, it released lots of gases in the atmosphere that changed the composition of the atmosphere and made the Earth much warmer and rapid amount of time, and it also changed the chemistry of the oceans, and in a way, obviously, that was not for the benefit of life.
Okay. Now, is that what happened? Because the dinosaurs came, what, 100 million years later, something like that?
About that. It's probably a little bit less than that.
They became extinct because of the same kind of thing, too, the volcano activity?
So definitely the dinosaurs went extinct partly because of climate changes caused by volcanic activity, but also some people probably have heard that there was a giant asteroid from outer space that came and hit the Earth about 65 million years ago, and that was also a major contributing factor for the demise of the dinosaurs.
When you study these kinds of things, is this something that could happen to us nowadays?
Yes, it could. As far as the volcanic eruptions go, it's not just a single volcano, but like over millions of years of time that it happens on average at a much greater rate. So as far as that goes, it wouldn't be something that you'd probably notice much in your lifetime.
So the extinctions, the extinctions themselves, you're saying, happened over millions of years?
So some of them happened more rapidly than that, but in the case of the dinosaurs, mm-hmm. They went extinct, most of them, quite rapidly.
Okay. By the way, Daniel Stephens with us, paleontologist at Utah Valley University, wrote a paper looking back at this. So 1 million years is not a long time, you say. Now, does that mean there was an ocean where Idaho is right now?
That's right. So there was a part of the Pacific Ocean that sort of came up from Southern California and went through part of Nevada and Utah and into Idaho and even up into Wyoming and Montana and places.
Oh, 250 million years ago. What was happening in Michigan at that time?
At that time, there were seas that were withdrawing from the interior parts of North America as well. So for most of the Paleozoic era, most of North America was covered by shallow ocean water most of the time. So that would be the case for Michigan as well.
So these were all aquatic animals that existed mostly then?
The ones that are in the layers of rocks that we've been studying are marine animals. That's right.
Okay.
There are other parts of the world where it was above the water. And by the Triassic period, the same time that we were studying these fossils, Michigan would have been high and dry by that point.
You're talking about 250 million years ago.
That's right.
Yeah. I probably should know this, but were there mammals around at that time then?
No, mammals had not yet evolved, and so the evolution of the first mammals and the first dinosaurs was not too long after this episode.
After this period. So what when you say 90% of the species died, what survived after this great dying?
Well, so there'd be some forms of life that everybody would be familiar with, like clams and snails and certain kinds of fishes. People have heard of sharks before, so those survived. But there's a lot of things that the average person probably has never heard of before because they're not around anymore.
Mm-hmm.
This layer of rocks that we were studying is interesting for a number of reasons, and one of them is that it sort of represents this transition from the older forms of life to newer forms of life that are kind of more recognizable.
Mm-hmm. And do you think the extinction plays a lot into that, these extinction events?
It does, I think, and not just my opinion on this, but a lot of paleontologists and evolutionary biologists think that these major mass extinction events sort of reset the stage, and a new cast of characters can sort of come in and dominate where the other ones sort of die out or get replaced.
Now, the volcanic events that were occurring at that time so long ago, are they in any way similar to what we have today, or is it a whole different level?
It would be similar kinds of volcanic eruptions. It's just that there'd be more eruptions on average.
Mm-hmm.
It's similar in terms of the same kinds of volcanoes. It's just a different magnitude of eruptions.
Okay, so this happens every tens of millions of years. Is that what our record shows is kind of an event, extinction?
Yeah, it's very much not a regular kind of a pattern.
Mm-hmm.
There's just certain times in Earth history, apparently, when there are these phases of major volcanism, which coincide roughly with major shifting of the continental plates around the world. So at the time that this major mass extinction at the end of the Permian period happened, all of the continents were squished together in what we call a supercontinent called Pangaea.
Okay. And so was the dinosaur period, was that the last extinction, really major extinction event we went through?
Yeah. So the one 65 million years ago that wiped out the last of the dinosaurs was the last major mass extinction that occurred. There have been more recent ones that have been not as severe
mm-hmm.
As that one. And based on the rates of extinction, the extinctions that are happening in the modern day world are on par with that. So
really? What we're doing today? Wow.
Yeah, so it's something we should be concerned about, I think.
Daniel Stephen, paleontologist at Utah Valley University right here on WILS. Thank you, Daniel.
Oh, you're welcome. Yep. Thanks for your interest.
And that's it for us. We're back on Monday. Good night.
Mid-Michigan's more compelling talk radio, 1320 WILS, Lansing, and worldwide at 1320WILS.com.